Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
He recently transferred from Eastside Catholic in Washington to modern day powerhouse, modern day national championship contender, modern day. He is Cody Green, one of the top offensive linemen in the entire country, and he joins us now. Cody, thank you for joining the show, man.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I have to say, and I don't want to dwell on it for too long, but I really do appreciate your patience with me. I've had a number of literally emergency things where I've had to take my mother-in-law to the hospital and canceled on you multiple times. There are a lot of kids who would just be like, dude, what's going on with this guy? Peace out. The fact that you've been so patient with me, I genuinely appreciate it, and I'm sure our audience appreciates it as well.
Yep, no problem.
What does it mean to you to transfer from Eastside Catholic to modern day, just in terms of getting quality reps, every single rep against other national prospects?
No, it's amazing. It's just awesome. Not only in games, but even in practice, just going against the best of the best. I know I'm going to get better every single day, whether that's on the field, in the classroom, just all around.
You're listed as the number 8 offensive tackle in the country in the class of 2026. What does that mean to you to have that label now? Do you feel like to some extent you've arrived? Does that make you want to work even harder to get to the number 1 spot? Do you have a chip on your shoulder because you're not at number 1 or number 2? How do you view being considered a top 50 player in America?
I try to not let it get to my head, but I always just keep my head down, keep working. I mean, yeah, I would like to be the number 1, so I just keep working every day.
You've got a bunch of offers, double-digit offers from some of the top programs in the country. I'm not asking you for a top list or anything, but who are some of the schools, maybe you'll visit this spring, summer, who are some of the schools that right now, in terms of the relationship, that things are going well with?
Oregon, I have a good relationship with. Haven't met the new UW staff. I have a good relationship with Grant Newsom at Michigan. I have a good relationship with USC coaches as well. So those are the ones I have good relationships with.
All 4 of those potentially going to get a visit this spring, summer, Washington, USC, Oregon, and Michigan?
Yes, sir. I'm going to try to get a visit to each one of those, try to find dates right now.
Okay. You've been to Oregon before. Where is Oregon for you? I know it's early. Would you call them your leader at this point?
I would call them my leader, but that could change at any point. But as of now, they're number 1.
What makes them, as of right now, and it's earlier 2026, but as of right now, what makes them number 1 for you?
What makes them number 1 is they have 4 offensive line coaches, which I think is really unique. With Alik Terry, he's very energetic. He's very passionate in what he does. He just all around love for the game.
He's fairly new to being an offensive line coach, and for a while there, I think people were a little concerned, like, what's going to happen when Oregon kind of hands the reins to Coach Terry? And he really did a phenomenal job in year 1. Oregon's offensive line was obviously great. Jackson Powers Johnson now projects as the number 1 interior lineman in this year's draft. And he not only kind of picked up where things were left, but he kind of took it to another level. When you've talked to him, what is it about him that makes him special, that makes kind of there be a buzz around him right now?
The thing that makes him special is he's very energetic. He's not like a big yeller. He's like, he talks to you when you're doing bad. And like, he would talk to you when you're doing good. He'll like hype you up. He makes everything fun, but he's like, he's very determined in what he does.
You've been to Oregon multiple times, I think, at this point. What's the biggest standout for Oregon when you go on a visit? Is there a vibe to Oregon? Is it the facilities? What's the thing that kind of, or things that particularly blow you away?
it's the facilities, man. Everything is top notch, state of the art. Everything's like brand new. This is very clean, very top notch.
We're talking to Cody Green, one of the top offensive linemen in America in the class of 2026. I want to ask you about the other three programs you mentioned that you'll visit. Washington, they're not the in-state program now because you're at Mater Dei, but you did grow up in Washington. You went to Eastside Catholic your first couple years of school. What stands out about the Huskies, obviously, recently playing in a national title game can't hurt?
Something that stands out for them, Scott Huff, I wish he was still there. What he's accomplished with, I saw that they didn't have much 5-4-star recruits. They made work with what they had, turning that into a powerhouse, now going to the Big Ten. I think it'll be very good.
USC, you mentioned the Trojans is another school. Now a school close to, air quotes here, close to home.
Mm-hmm.
What stands out about the Trojans?
Trojans, I have a good relationship with the offensive line coach and Coach Newell, the defensive line coach. They came by school when I was at Eastside Catholic a couple times. I went to one of their camps. It's just all about it. It's just amazing. I haven't toured like the school yet, but I've seen like their film rooms, like all that stuff. It's just a wonderful place to be.
Michigan Wolverines, the reigning national champions. They lose Coach Harbaugh, but they keep a lot of that staff intact. What stands out about Michigan?
Well, now that they have their former tight ends coach at the offensive line coach, and he used to play offensive line there. So, as I've seen, they had six offensive line players go to the NFL draft, which is the most that from offensive line. So they obviously know what they're doing. So that's a big thing that stands out for me.
You, like you mentioned, you recently transferred from Eastside Catholic to Mater Dei. Mater Dei's built somewhat of an Oregon pipeline. Regardless of that, they've got prospects everywhere. They won a national championship. Some say they should have won it this year, were named national champions this year. You've gone against a bunch of, I'm sure, already and talked to already multiple elite prospects. What's the biggest difference around the football program when you compare Mater Dei to Eastside Catholic or any other high school football program in terms of the way they approach the game of football?
So something that's very different is these guys lift 3 to 4 times a week off season in the morning. So that's a great way to like build a relationship. I feel like they're very like passionate in what they do. They have a bunch of coaches that know what they're doing. They have a bunch of football players like in practice. Everyone's going 110%. Everyone's just trying to get better, trying to get their spot. So I feel like that's the main thing that separates schools from schools.
You haven't been there very long. So whether you've gone against them already or you can't wait to go against them, who's the player you're most eager to kind of get a chance to see in person from that modern day program? Because they have the number one running back in the country, arguably the number one edge rusher in the country, multiple blue chip skill position guys, an elite quarterback. Who's the guy you're most excited to kind of see for yourself in person to go, man, is this person living up to the hype or they already have lived up to the hype just in the limited time you've been there?
The person I want to see is Nasir Wyatt. I want to go against him in practices. So I know he'll make me a better player.
Nasir Wyatt is also very high on the Oregon Ducks, arguably the number one edge rusher in the country. There's good on good in camps, and you get that in the Northwest. You get that in Washington. But you don't get good on good to that level every practice, play in, play out like you do at Mater Dei. How do you think it's going to make you a better player? Do you feel like just it's going to hone in your technique? Do you feel like it'll motivate you to be stronger in the weight room or kind of all of it?
All of it, especially the weight room. I feel like that's the big thing because, like, if I get beat, I know – like, I just instantly know, like, what I got being, is it my footwork, is it my strength, is it, like, just being at the right spot or wrong spot. So I feel like when going against them, like, they'll just make me better.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I've been asking prospects this off the air. I haven't asked one on the air before. If you were given the opportunity right now and they said, okay, you're an incoming freshman, you're going to be in the video game. You can opt in to being part of the college football video game. Would you opt in and get a copy of the game and get $500, or would you say, hey, I don't necessarily like this situation and I'd probably not want to be in the game?
I would for sure want to be in the game. That'd be really cool.
Yeah, that's kind of the answer I get from everybody is put me in the game. I want to be in the video game. Have you ever played the old one, the 2014 one?
I have not, actually.
So I still have it. And I have a TV in a game room that specifically is just set up to the 360 and is just set up to college football 2014 so I can play it and recruit. I've won national championships with like 30 different programs at this point. But my claim to fame is on All-American mode in year one. I won a national championship with UMass. So a program to consider maybe is UMass, because it turns out if you play with them in the video game, they're pretty good. Cody Green, thank you very much for joining the show. Really appreciate you. One of the best players in America. Can't wait to see what you do at Modern Day. I expect big, big things from you, man.
Thank you, sir.
Really appreciate Cody doing the show. Again, I've had to cancel on him a few different times, and I felt terrible about it with family emergencies. And again, the fact that he didn't just say forget it was really cool of him and showed a level of maturity that I sincerely appreciate, and I will remember him regardless of where he goes for his whole career, that he was a kid that in a time of crisis kind of in my life, that he kind of stuck with me and could have really easily been like, I'm not doing this dude's show. He keeps bailing. He didn't. He was like, man, we all have stuff that goes on. Don't worry about it. I'll do the show whenever. And he did it, and he was phenomenal. And now he's at Modern Day, which is great. Cody Green, again, big news too. Oregon's number one for him, Buck, and it is really early. But Oregon is the number one school.
Doesn't hurt to lead.
Here's the thing. When it comes to Dan Lanning, one of the things he's done, and there was some concern, like being a South region guy, could he maintain West Coast pipelines? And we make a huge deal of that, right? We always say, like, well, what are his West Coast connections for recruiting? Well, Chip had a ton of them when he went to UCLA, and he couldn't recruit a lick. And he had LA kids in his own backyard and, again, had the experience to be a name on the West Coast. That doesn't matter as much as your energy, and your ability to connect with kids. The fact that Dan Lanning continues to recruit these major schools really well, he's dominated Washington. He's absolutely dominated Washington compared to the Huskies, who were just in the national title game on the recruiting trail. Not only intriguing guys early like Cody Green, but also getting a guy like Josh Connerly in his first ever class, just phenomenal. And modern day. And really, when you look at the entire state of California, Oregon has gone head-to-head for USC. In fact, a USC reporter wrote a column about it after signing day this year. Oregon and USC have gone head-to-head for something like seven prospects, in defensive prospects, in the Lanning-Lincoln Riley era. And Dan Lanning has won every single battle. Oregon has beaten out USC for every single California defensive prospect they've gone head-to-head with. Think Roderick Pleasant, Aiden Breland, and the next wave of that, potentially in this year's class, are guys like Nasir Wyatt. Can Dan Lanning keep it going? So far, he has. What's the projection going forward? What does this year's class look like compared to last year's, which was the best in program history? How do we project out 2025? We'll talk about it next on Recruiting with Andrew Nemec on 1080 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.